Reckless Love, by Elizabeth Lowell. Copyright 1990 by Two of a Kind, Inc., and performance copyright 2000 by Brilliance Corporation. All rights reserved. Chapter 1. Heart pounding, body flattened to the hot earth, Jana Wayland peered down the brush-covered slopes and watched the tall stranger run naked between a double line of Cascabel's renegade Ute warriors. He'll never make it, Jana thought. Her heart turned over in pity for the man as blow after blow rained onto his powerful body, staggering him, sending him to his knees. No matter how big or how strong he looks from here, they'll kill him. They always kill the white men they catch. Crimson streaks appeared on the man's broad back as he struggled to his feet and began to run once more, doubled over in pain, lurching from side to side between the two lines of half-drunk warriors. When he reached the end of the gauntlet, he straightened unexpectedly and surged forward, his legs driving hard, his head up, running with the power and grace of a wild stallion. The laughing, jeering Utes remained unconcerned about their prey's apparent escape. Other men had run the gauntlet before. Most of them never reached the end before being knocked unconscious and clubbed to death. The few prisoners who managed to survive the gauntlet had provided great sport for the renegades as they tracked their bleeding quarry through the rugged canyons, plateaus, and mountains of the lower Utah Territory. Whether they found their prisoner 100 yards away or a mile, the end was always the same: torture and a death that was no more merciful than the Red Rock Desert itself. "Go to the left," Jana prayed, her slender body vibrating with intensity. "Don't take the first side canyon that offers itself. It's a death trap. Go left, left." As though he heard her silent pleas, the man passed up the brush-choked entrance of a small ravine and ran on. For a few more moments, Jana watched him through her...